Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Have you ever wondered what geeks eat? Well, Jeremy Rhodes does, and it's really good. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. Many of the farmers markets around town, like Hillcrest and Bernice Gardens, have found a vendor known as Geek Eats. And if you have found them, you know that it is some of the best and creamiest hummus you have ever had. Jeremy Rhodes is the geek cook behind Geek Eats, and he learned how to do this in Montana and has brought it here, and we're so happy. So I went downtown to North Little Rock to the Presbyterian Church where he cooks in their kitchen. And I got to visit with him about where this all started. So let's go geek with Geek Eats. You know, it's not often that you find a restaurant or one of the people that I interview in a church. And I did actually do an interview at the church at Trinity, mm-hmm. Holy Trinity, yeah. At downtown. And they did have some people that were cooking in their, that's where Loblolly started, yep. In their church. Yep. And so here I am with Jeremy Rhodes, who is the face behind Geek Eats.
Right, Geek Eats. Yeah, we started just this last summer selling at the farmers markets, mainly hummus, but there's a lot of other yummy items that we do.
So did you start out as a chef or a cook or a...
No, I don't have any professional training in cooking. I've worked in restaurants a long time, and okay. So you always pick up kind of tricks of the trade. I've worked at, from anywhere to dives to 4-star restaurants, and so it's always fun seeing what people are doing, and you learn from chefs along the way. And
Was that here in Little Rock or
no? Well, I've worked here in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. I've worked at Loca Luna and Red Door. But most of my experience is back in Missoula, Montana, and I guess that's kind of where my hummus making started. But
You know, I've been to Missoula, Montana.
It's a magical place.
It is a great place. Yes.
And it's funny because we've got down here, and we've since met two other couples that were living or from Missoula, Montana.
Because there's a university there.
There is. But Chef Matt Bell from Southland, Maine, is from Missoula. And we didn't meet him until we got down here.
Wow. Yeah. So this Montana contingency.
It's crazy.
Are you tired of the snow?
Well, snow is fun for the first day. unless you're on a ski hill. Yeah. But otherwise, you're mostly just trodging
now,
through.
There was actually, I went to a fabulous place in Missoula, mm-hmm. Montana called Liquid Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is right downtown.
Such an eclectic place. They serve coffee, but they have a huge beer selection. And that typifies a lot of what Missoula is about.
You know, I went there kind of with the hopes to maybe look at doing a Liquid Planet here. Mm-hmm. It is, if you love liquids, yep. It's your place because they have these amazing beers and teas and coffees and mm-hmm. every drink. I mean, this whole selection of bottled pop I'd never even heard of.
No. Yep.
Really outrageous. Plus, it was an internet cafe. Plus, they made these beautiful and fabulous crepes.
Oh.
Yeah. And they had this amazing collection of, like, teapots and mm-hmm. coffee pots. Mm-hmm. It was called Liquid Planet. I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, and that, I mean, like I said, that exemplifies a lot of what Missoula is. It's this eclectic, magical place that people come from and they take from it. Like you took from, you know, you saying, oh, I'd love to start something like that. Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of ideas from Missoula that I think it would be fun to see in Little Rock. It's a fantastic place. If you get a chance, definitely head up to Missoula.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's nestled right in the valley. You've got 4 different mountain ranges around mm-hmm. you. You've got 3 different rivers flowing through town.
Huge lake.
Yep.
Yep. What's the lake that goes up there?
There's Seeley Lake that's the closest, or Flathead.
Flathead.
Yeah, Flathead.
Yeah, beautiful.
Like Flathead, huge glacier lake with 3 breweries sitting around it. And
unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So, and that's kind of where the journey of hummus started. It was a big it's a real crunchy town. And everybody started making their hummus, their own hummus up there. And I was like, well, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I, you know, make the plain kind of hummus, you know, throw some tahini in and some chickpeas and some olive oil. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to experiment with more things because I love flavor. And that's one thing I'm geeky about. That's partly where the name Geek Eats came from. But I love different flavors, and I love experimenting and seeing what I can do. So I think the first one I ever did was a Chipotle.
Oh,
so
nice.
I don't have that one here. But
that's okay.
It's, you know, threw in some spice, and all of a sudden my friends are like, oh, wow, you should sell this. I was like, oh, no. No, I don't think so.
Oh,
and they had, I mean, our farmers markets are amazing around here, but they have two farmers markets that are three blocks away
from each other. In Missoula.
Yeah, in Missoula. Three blocks away from each other, and they run four blocks deep.
Wow.
Each one of them. So I kind of wish I would have started back up there, but then I may not have moved down to this great town. I love Little Rock.
Were you from here originally?
I am from here. Yep. I was born and raised in Little Rock. And then I went to graduate school in Missoula. So that's where I met my wife. So
there you go. And you hauled her back to the South.
I did. She's actually a New Englander. And we met in Montana. And I was like, there's no way that she's gonna go to the South. So I started looking for other places to. Boise is a great town. The problem with Missoula is it's a wonderful, magical place. There's no industry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people like me who had master's degrees serving at restaurants. You can be a ski instructor for 4 or 5 months a year. You can be a raft guide instructor for 4 or 5 months a year. Or you can go work for the paper industry. But there's not much else.
Yeah.
So after I had kind of poked around there for 6 years, I decided it was time to come back.
And what brought you back to Little Rock? It wasn't food.
It's family. Most of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All my family's big. We have a big family. And they're all back here.
Good.
So we were saying, well, you know, if we're going to start a family, we might as well have free babysitters.
Now, so after you got back here, you were working at restaurants, you worked at a couple places, and then you started experimenting again with your Geek Eats.
Yeah, so when I came back here, I took from Missoula hummus, and the other thing I'm real geeky about is board games.
Board games. Okay.
You know, it's not just Monopoly anymore. There's a lot of higher in board games out there. I probably own $2,000 worth of board games.
Nice.
So when you invite people over to play these really expensive board games, you feed them. And, you know, one of the biggest things I was doing was dips and hummus. And it's like, oh, here, try this black bean and feta hummus. And people are like, oh, no, you should do this. And I was, for a while, you know, it's just, you know, fanciful.
Sure.
That people say, oh, you could sell this. Well, you could sell anything. But, you know, at least your friends are going to tell you that. But it wasn't until a good friend of mine, Stefanos Milinas, who owns Milo Coffee Company.
Oh, yeah. And they're getting ready to open
up. They're about to open a coffee shop, and that'll be a treat for Hillcrest.
Great.
But we had them over for dinner, and he was like, no, I sell at the farmer's market.
You really
could sell this. And a month later, I did all the legwork, and I had a booth, and it was... We've soared since then.
Now, you have on your little Geek Eats label, you probably designed all that, right?
Yeah, most of it. Actually, my sister's a graphic designer. So
tell me what this little dice is. That must be your board game.
Yeah, that's the board game. It's a 10-sided die. So a lot of people who are into like role-playing games or other board games will recognize the 10-sided die. And I say, what a better symbol than to represent someone like me
with
a die. And it's like, you know, I want people to say, oh, that's geeky. If they just see the die.
Yeah. So So did you actually name it Geek Eats, or did someone call you that?
No, I named it Geek Eats. My wife and I were driving back somewhere, and I don't remember. You know, we were just looking for names at that point.
Yeah.
And I said I saw some sign on this, like, come eats here or something like that. And that's like, eats. Okay, what rhymes with eats? I was like, Geek Eats, obviously. And it was, and it's just gone from there. And we do other things besides hummus. A lot of our fans keep begging me for the popcorn that we were doing. And it was a great success, but the hummus is just taking
so
all
tell
my time.
Well, and it probably is a little bit less time consuming. Tell me about the popcorn. What was that like?
There was we had a couple flavors of popcorns that people enjoyed, but it was hard keeping it fresh at a farmer's market in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. We had a pad Thai popcorn.
What?
Yeah. Pad Thai popcorn with peanuts.
Now tell me, what flavors were in that.
It's gonna be spicy, but with that peanut flavor, a little bit of sweet. It was really fun.
Pad Thai popcorn.
I will do it again for those of you listening. I know there's several that every time they come to the stand, they're like, "Oh, Pad Thai," and I was like, "I'll get it out again." And what the goal is, you know, when we own our own shop, that's where we want to go. There's a sriracha popcorn and
holy cow,
and a
like a hot popcorn,
and a bacon and caramel corn popcorn.
Nice.
Yeah,
that sounds really
good. That was really good.
So, and then you also do granola, I think it says.
Yes. Yeah, there's we do a maple pecan granola, the healthiest side of our stuff.
You know, homemade granola, it just, if you've had granola out of a box, mm-hmm. and then you have homemade, it's like, oh my goodness, what have I been missing? Yeah.
And the thing about our granola is that it's, you know, there's oats in it, which is great, but there's just as many pecans and sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and coconut chips as there is everything else. So there's a lot of good stuff. It'll fill you up.
And was that it? Your popcorn, granola, and your hummus?
And I do pesto.
Oh, and pesto. That's what mm-hmm, I read. I mm-hmm. did read that.
Yeah. The one that we carry most often is a cilantro almond pesto.
You know, I bought some from you.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
And then during the summer, when the basil crops come back in, we like to buy our basil locally. When they come back in, we'll start doing. We had a Thai... it's called TIE Fighter, so it's a little Star Wars name there. But it's Thai basil with Thai peppers.
Oh,
so it's spicy.
Nice.
And one of the local foodies is always asking me about that one. It's like, no.
Could that be a guy that writes for the foodies?
Yeah.
I know exactly who it is.
Okay.
it's either Ben or...
it's Daniel
Dan.
Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a foodie. He's a great foodie.
Yeah. So he's begging me for at least the recipe. And I said, I'll have it again. I promise.
Hey, you don't need to give away secrets. Now, here are some of the things that I've heard about your Geek Eats hummus.
Okay.
I've heard from people, Jeremy, that your hummus is the creamiest they've ever had. It is the most flavorful they've ever had. Those are the things that I hear. Mm-hmm. And I do have a friend, Larnie, who said, you have got to make plain garlic.
Plain garlic. Oh, we did a roasted garlic. It was like extra, extra garlic.
Yeah, she said, you've done plain hummus, but it's got like, I don't know what your plain has in it.
Yeah, plain has garlic in it. But
it also has like lemon or mm-hmm. has something else in it. She said, I just want plain garlic.
Oh, okay.
That's my quest for Larnie.
That's something we have 15 different flavors right now.
15.
Yeah, at least at the last count. I think there's actually been a couple more since I last counted. One was roasted. It was a roasted garlic and it was chock full of. But I have little machines right now. I'm still on the smaller scale. And, at the risk of burning out the machines, I don't want to throw in too much roasted garlic because it does give it's a hard time on the machines.
I bet it does.
But there's some ones coming up this summer that I think will be garlic heavy.
Yeah,
we had one. It was its first weekend last weekend, and it did really well. It's called Yemen Lemon, and it was a it was a Yemen spice. Blend, and it had coriander and cumin and a little bit of cardamom and some clove, but we chalked it full of garlic too, and people were it was the first weekend we had it was the first one that sold out.
Well, you know, I think that that's what I've noticed about farmers market entrepreneurs, you know, like the pie lady and you and the like, you guys are all about experimenting.
Yeah,
I mean, she had a roasted lemon, roasted lemon pie mm-hmm. that sold out immediately.
Yeah.
You know.
Hannah is a sweet girl.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, with Pie Cycle. She's a great girl. Yeah. And her pies are fantastic, and it's really fun because, yeah, we're all up there and we're experimenting and we're having a good time. I mean, yeah, this is stuff we take serious, but
you do it in a commercial kitchen, you have a brand, you really are starting to, you know, and I really do love the care that you all take with it. Mm-hmm. You're making it carefully, you're using whole ingredients, you're using local producers. I mean, there's not local chickpea producers, but
no,
you know, you obviously are doing it right.
Yeah. The more we get into this, the more we're looking for the local sources. I mean, the jalapeno cheese that's here uses Kent Walker cheese.
Great.
So it's his garlic Montaggio. When they're in season, the jalapenos would come from Dunbar Gardens or North Pulaski or something like that. So it's always fun. It's always, and the great thing for me is that I'm at a farmer's market every week looking at all this fresh ingredients. I'm like, okay, what could I do with that? What could I do with that? Kelly Carney, who owns North Pulaski, he gets up and he has a roaster for his red peppers, and he'll just do that in the middle of the, and it smells so delicious. I was like, okay, I've got to do that.
Yeah,
so everybody has a roasted red pepper hummus, but I was like, well, we're going to step it up a notch. And we went over to, we got some of those from him. And then we went over to Goat Roper Farms and got some habaneros. And we had a roasted red pepper and habanero.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So,
you know, the other thing that I've noticed about your hummus is a lot of times people buy hummus and they, you know, it's at a party or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've seen people like take your hummus and eat it for lunch. Like they eat your whole container. That's their lunch.
They do. I've heard from multiple people that they get home and, they don't have something to dip it with. So they said, I just finished it off with a spoon.
Yeah, why not? Now, I also know that you are at both the Hillcrest Market and then when Bernice Gardens is in season in the summer, you're there. But you're also at the Green Corner Store and you have your stuff at the Argenta Market on Main Street in North Little Rock and at Terry's Finer Foods.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, are those markets that you went into, or did they come get you?
Actually, a little bit of both. The Green Corner Store, obviously, is in close proximity to Bernice Gardens. And I think it was my second week when Sally came up to me and said, you know, this kind of fills a niche in the store that we really want. We've got the sweet down, but we're looking for something savory. Would you be interested in doing this? And I said, sure. Let me think about how to work this. This is only my second week. She goes, this is your second week? And I was like, yeah, it is.
Whoa, Nelly Bozo.
Yeah. So, so second weekend and then Argenta Market, such a fun little store.
Yeah, it's great.
We talked with them and Terry's Finer Foods and we got in there.
Great.
And so it's been great. It's been well received.
And you're able to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I know that a lot of times when people start like this, they're reinvesting whatever they make. They reinvest.
Yeah. The first year, definitely a reinvesting year. We bought some extra food processors. We're looking at, you know, how to buy, you know, more in bigger quantities, but still keep the tradition of, like, right, this is local stuff. So the problem with being a small business is that you don't have access to some things that bigger businesses do.
Yeah.
So while even I was approached by Whole Foods,
wow, you were?
I was.
Nice.
And it would have been a great deal. Unfortunately, you know,
I
couldn't do the quantity. I couldn't do, you know, to have the ingredients that they have and give it to them at a fair price or the customers at a fair price.
So you got to figure out a way to do that,
mm-hmm,
maybe.
I do.
Don't know.
I sure hope so.
So I want to look at... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I want to look at your labels because you've got every... You know, you look at... I do label looking, mm-hmm, because, and I think it's important. Mm-hmm. But yours are chickpeas, olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, and spices.
Yep.
Here's your jalapeno cheese. Chickpeas, olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, and spices. Yep. I mean, is that on all of them?
It's on all of them.
And then people can see that you've got, you know, spices like... jalapeno and cheese.
Yeah, and cheese. Yeah.
It's,
I try
it's
to.
It's simple.
Yeah, it's really it's all natural. There's no preservatives, so it doesn't have actually a very long life on a grocery store.
Right.
But if people get it from me, they've got...
They're getting it the same day, right?
Yeah, you get it the day after I've made it. So I said, you can't buy hummus fresher than this. You really can't.
Now, and the other thing is, it is... so let's take a bite. I know you've got... Did you make these pita?
Yes, I did.
You make your own pita bread?
I do.
Holy cow.
I started this winter as I'm sitting there at the farmer's market, like... freezing, and saying, okay, I can't sell cold hummus to cold people, but if I make warm pita, then they're all about
it. Now, how did you learn how to make pita bread?
I think, well, I was working at a place in Missoula called Silk Road, and they made pita bread a lot, and, you know, you watch enough chefs, and...
It smells fabulous.
It's actually a really simple recipe.
Okay, so I also, so the first one we've got here is your... Carrot curry.
Mm-hmm.
So this obviously probably has carrots in it too,
it's
right?
Roasted carrots and curry instead of cumin. And it's a really good vegetable dipper. Cut up some zucchini, some celery, or even more carrots. And it's...
Wow, the curry is really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times you'll have curry in it. It's like barely kind of curry.
Yeah.
This is good.
I try to balance everything. I think that hummus, as I've... done it these number of years, it's all about balance. You make a spicy one, but you still want the kids to enjoy something spicy too. So I have some ideas for some like really bold spicy ones this next year, but even the jalapeno cheese or the spicy sriracha, I think that it's got a kick to it, but I think that it's not
off your seat.
Yeah, exactly. I tell people, run them out of the kitchen.
So tell me about your spicy sriracha.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you've got sriracha peppers in that.
It's a sriracha sauce. Mm. It's
it's the kind with the rooster on
it. Yeah, the kind with the rooster on it. And then again, to the geeky, you know. If anybody reads like the oatmeal online or something, you know that they love sriracha.
Sriracha's big. It used to be just in Vietnamese restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now, what other spices are you using in that besides just the sriracha?
Just the sriracha.
That's it?
Cumin, salt, pepper.
You are using some cumin?
Yeah, there's a little bit of cumin in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. And are you picky about your salts and peppers and all that stuff?
As much as I can be, so.
Good. Oh, that's good. Now, here's your original.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the original with...
This is the middle of the row. This is, the original, all the regular ingredients of hummus.
Mm.
Yep.
And it's good.
Yep.
It is really creamy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have a secret? Or do you want to tell us?
It's just how I've always made hummus. I don't know. You know, I started... Maybe the first time I made hummus, I looked at a recipe and did it that way. Ever since, I was like, okay, and this is how much olive oil. And I just dump it over. And it's like, okay, that's olive oil. Until eventually, 4 years later, I was like, okay, I better measure this out. And it was actually my wedding that I...
got to put measurements on.
Yeah, it was my wedding that I finally measured things out. Because I catered my own wedding, which was a huge mistake.
Wow.
Well, I made all the prep. I did all the legwork. And then somebody came in
and
served it. And cooked some of it.
Right.
But I made like a bunch of hummus and it's like, okay, instead of just kind of off the cuff in this, let's measure. And we sit down and measured everything. And that's the recipe I've been using since.
Oh, good. Now this is the last one. Jalapeno cheese.
Yep. And again, that's the Kent Walker garlic montaggio. Mm. So it's got big chunks and it's one of the ones that we chunk things in. We don't process it all together. We chunk it in. So you've got jalapeno chunks. You've got garlic montaggio cheese chunks.
I like the chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are nice.
It is.
And you're using this with just the original, and then you're adding the...
Then we add we add it in. So if anybody ever, I have 15 flavors. I don't bring them all. So I haven't had the jalapeno and cheese for 4 months because Kent, his freezer, his coolers went down. And I wasn't able to get his cheese. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do, one of my favorites with, Kraft cheese or something like that. So I decided to hold off. So I think there will be some people that are excited because this is the first week that we're going to do the jalapeno cheese since the middle of summer.
Now, do you have a favorite?
If I had to choose, I would say my go-to is the Chipotle. It's the one I started with, and it's the one I frequently will find myself at the end of a television show with an empty empty package of hummus sitting in front of me. Like, okay.
It's your go-to snack?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It That's still right. is, yeah.
Well, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, chickpeas do have a little protein in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a...
There's some fat.
There's some fat.
Mm-hmm.
There's some lemon juice. There's, you know... Garlic is good.
But it's all the good stuff. It's, you know, it may be some calories to it, but it's all good calories.
Yeah. Now, I would have to tell you, of all these, and mm-hmm. they're all very good, it's really this sriracha and mm-hmm. this carrot curry.
Yeah.
Because the flavor's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. The carrot curry is one of the ones that people are, like, shy of eventually, or when mm-hmm. they start, but once they have it, they're addicted. And I have one more. My most popular one that I don't have today, unfortunately, is a black bean and fresh rosemary.
I've actually had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had your red pepper.
Yeah.
Which is really
Thank
good.
Thank you. But the carrot curry and the black bean and fresh rosemary are like that's like the combo pack that people... I should sell them in stores as a combo pack.
That's
because
nice.
I sell more of those two together than any other two.
You know, it's almost like it's really good test marketing for you to have this little small...
It is.
You know, you can play with it and experiment.
And the experimenting is really fun. The rosemary with the black bean was definitely...
Well, I'll tell you what. What you have here is really beautiful. I love it. And like I said, you can find Geek Eats hummus and other products at... you can find them at the farmers markets in Hillcrest and downtown at the Bernice Gardens, and then also at Green Corner Store, Terry's Finer Foods, and Argentina Market. Mm-hmm. And they can call you and look you up on Facebook if they want a special catering order.
Yes, of course. Facebook/Geek Eats. That's where you'll find us. And I'm always available.
Yeah. Nice. Well, Jeremy, thanks. It's been really fun.
Thank you.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweed, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find Geek Eats hummus at the Hillcrest Farmers Market on Saturdays. And when Bernice Gardens Farmers Market is in the summer, you can find it there. And also retailers like Argentina Market at 6th and Main in North Little Rock, the Green Corner Store at 15th and Main in Little Rock, and then in the Heights area, Terry's Finer Foods, and that's on Kavanaugh. You can also find them on Facebook at Geek Eats. So it's easy to find them. Now, I'll have all this listed on my website, arkansascooks.com, and you can get orders if you want for a party. All you have to do is contact them. If you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from you folks. The information I get is always fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. And I want to thank Jeremy Rhodes at Geek Eats. I had so much fun. I also want to thank Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food, so only eat good food. Eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.